Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more suds.
Who's here for the booger sugar?
I don't like cocaine. I just like how it smells.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where we don't drink just anything unless you dare us. Go ahead. Dare us. We dare you. We'll take on your dare.
Yeah. We're not scared.
No.
Bring it on.
Heck no. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today, good old boy Barger.
Hey-o.
Welcome back.
Yeah. What's up? Glad to be here.
Good to see you.
Good old boy Mike.
I never thought that I would start an episode with the term booger sugar.
There's a first time for everything.
It'll be in the post-show notes.
Please don't ban us right away. At least wait until the end of the episode before you come to the conclusion that, yes, we should file injunctions.
Reverend Mark, hello.
Again. All right, hello. And you know, as they say, in heaven there is no beer, so that's why we drink it here.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
They are not seeing what's before me.
I don't think anyone is. Well.
Thankfully.
Good old boy Dave.
Hi, I'm here.
Hey. Well, it's getting hot outside.
It's getting hot in here.
That's an understatement.
Take off all your clothes.
All right, this is not that kind of show.
And no, it's not, because good old boy Dave has been pressure washing the driveway in his Daisy Dukes.
Oh. Although that is a sight to see, folks. Oh.
If yeah. ever there was one.
If you got it, flaunt it.
I mean, Dave in shorty shorts.
Is that a special section of YouTube that we need to know about?
OnlyFans.
Pornhub.
It's in the premium content.
Yeah. Porn tube.
It's on OnlyFlams.
Hey.
I just want to know.
Who is this guy?
Is the rooster a part of the mystique of that moment?
The turkey.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The golden turkey. Okay, well, Dave, please tell us what you're torturing us with today.
Well, because we're doing a Summer of Questionable Decisions episode. Wait, hold on a second. These shorts are riding up a little bit. Anyway, each summer, Julie and I drive around town looking for the dumbest things people are drinking these days.
They don't have to drive far.
Yeah. What's that, 53 feet?
On the last Questionable Decisions episode, we tried some Hard Mountain Dew. Ugh. And that got me to thinking, why would they make Hard Mountain Dew? But then I was thinking, brands have decided to spike perfectly good soft drinks? Today, we'll be trying to answer the question that has plagued mankind since the dawn of time. Is everything really better with alcohol?
Is there something better on it?
Well, we have the original and spike or hard versions.
How do I get the BBC on this radio?
Of a few drinks. We're going to try them in pairs and talk about not just if the spike version is good or not, but how true it is to the original, allegedly. Good old boy, Mike. Why don't you give us a lineup for today?
The most likely icky things we'll be tasting and discussing today are, I'm going to be using my game show voice, Sonic Cherry Limeade and Cherry Limeade Hard Seltzer. Ugh. From the folks at Dicker and Dicker in Beverly Hills, Sunny D, tangy original citrus flavored punch and vodka seltzer. Those are things that should never be in a sentence or a product or in my belly.
I just can't imagine bubbly seltzer Sunny D.
Monster Original Green Energy Drink and Mean Green Beast Unleashed Hard Seltzer. Wow.
Boy. Say that five times.
Yeah, say it one time.
Monster Original Green Energy Drink and Mean Green Beast Unleashed Hard Seltzer. Oh, wow. Simply Lemonade Unspiked Lemonade. Bojangles Sweet Tea and Hard Sweet Tea.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Reverend Mark, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today's episode and then maybe throw in a prayer or two for our safety.
Anything gets above a two, I'm going to be blown away.
Do a Hail Bloody Mary here. All right. All right. We're going to be discussing and rating these, whatever they are, with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. Number one, man, that sucks. Give me anything but diarrhea. Oh, my God. Was that a belch or just a spirit escaping my body?
It was Barger.
Probably.
And what a relief. Number three, the first sip completely numbed my taste buds. Number four, a body should really not make that sound.
That's pretty good.
And number five, listen to that hang time. Give me another turn at the stomach pump.
Ooh, well done, Reverend Mark. Well done.
Okay.
I thought you wanted that medium rare.
All right. Well, let's get to these very questionable decisions.
Please not have another, please. Please no more.
I haven't even started and I'm already regretting it.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
The first thing you need is a plan, Barker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just start with A.
A is for anywhere that yes. I'd love to be.
Cheers.
A1?
Ooh.
This is just regular tea, right?
Well, we'll see.
Is it?
Is it tea or TT?
One of them is.
Oh, that is not regular tea. Oh, God.
Oh, my.
All right. Yeah, this is, yeah.
I think the technical word for this is turnt.
It tastes like it tastes like I just ripped open a Lipton pouch and dumped it in water and stirred it with a stick.
Meemaw, you want another?
Oh.
So I guess they... Did they try to add lemon?
It tastes like old lady bad decisions.
Yeah.
So old lady undergarment.
I think the first thing we need to do is guess which one is the spiked version.
So we've got
I'm going to hold up my finger here.
Yeah.
It's pretty much unanimous that A1 is the spiked version of this.
A2 is so good.
Oh, A2 is delicious.
So this is the
Bojangles
iced tea.
Yeah.
This is.
Ouch.
I am a purveyor of this beverage on a routine and regular basis.
Mike came here today with a large cup.
I did. So,
unbeknownst to what we were doing today.
I love the conversation that Dave and I had. You know, it was like a very typical conversation you have, you know, about sweet teas. Like, so what are the versions of sweet tea?
Yeah, Southern sweet or normal sweet?
Yeah. So I told him, I said, well, I'm actually a half and half guy. That is a very Southern term. If you go up and you're ordering tea, you know, iced tea, I want iced tea and I want it half and half. And no, you're not putting cream in there.
Thank God.
But you can.
That would make it really bad.
We're not British here. Okay? What do you mean you don't want any cream in your tea?
We don't put cream in our tea.
It's a proper tea.
Yeah.
A spot of milk.
Wanker.
So,
I tell you what, some milk might be good in this hard tea. Man.
It would.
I don't know.
It would not improve anything. What you're saying is you want it half sweet and half unsweet is what you're wanting, because you never know exactly how much sugar they poured into it. So, Dave, we were talking about, you know, the various versions of iced tea.
In my grandma's refrigerator, there was always a big thing of sweet tea. And it's like,
My mom was the same way.
You could stand a spoon up in it with all because of all the sugar. You know, yeah. So it was like a slow pour. Yeah. You know.
So I tell you, give it a shake before you drink that's it.
Right. I was telling Reverend. I was telling Dave. I was like, well, as many potluck dinners as Reverend Mark and I have been to, we know exactly when the elders of the church have made the tea, because truly the spoon stands up in the
dust.
So I think that I order half and half as just a natural defense mechanism now, because it's like,
stave off the diabetes.
I know you put too much sugar in it because you don't know what was right to begin with. Yeah.
And so, now that you can get a lot of this on dispenser, you, half and half, or the old Arnold Palmer.
Oh, yeah, with the lemonade.
For sure. Yeah. The spiked version is definitely not anywhere close to the original. Mm-mm. It's just a sugary mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, Bojangles, I don't know if it's in every area in every corner of the United States, but it's a fast food, spicy
chicken. Faux-Cajun.
Yeah.
It's like a Tim Hortons without poutine.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
It's 100% like Tim
Hortons. Man, if they had poutine, I'd be all about it.
Now, to be fair, you can't go to Bojangles and order
the spiked tea.
But I was doing a lot of research to figure out where the heck this stuff came from. And Bojangles teamed up with Appalachian Mountain Brewery.
Yeah, of course.
Of course they did.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
That makes sense.
Yes.
How many natural teeth do you have to have in order to purchase this beverage?
Yeah.
Well, I got almost one. That's good.
So Appalachian Mountain, they were owned by AB InBev, right? And then their original owners just bought it back from them.
Which has happened with a ton of craft breweries. So did you guys see the Constellation deal? So Constellation Brands, they set the bar in the valuation component when they bought Ballast Point for $1 billion. That is with a B for beer. And they have not been able to, you know, recoup a lot of the acquisition costs that they had originally. And so Constellation has thrown the towel in. They've decided to get out of the beer business completely. And I think they bought like almost 30 different craft breweries.
Yeah.
And they're actually reconstituting and selling them back to the founders.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So
usually at a loss, I think, too.
Well, I've got to believe that, you know, it's a huge loss.
Well, we'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is a part of our Summer of Questionable Decisions series.
My stomach hurts.
An understatement.
And is everything really better with alcohol? Well, in the case of this, we have figured out that it is Bojangles sweet tea and Bojangles hard tea.
Paul, come taste this.
Yeah.
Leave your teeth out.
And we've had some thoughts.
Bring a good tea.
It's just so artificial. It's like the worst powdered.
Yeah, it tastes like powder.
Tea, like with something else, you know, like detergent or something that could throw in.
Yeah, I think it's poop.
It's just like a mix of chemicals. It doesn't really taste like anything natural about it at all.
Yeah.
It's
hot garbage.
It is. And then one begs to wonder, who would even want to drink this?
Well, how many people who are just really love Bojangles sweet tea, and then they are like, oh crap, I can get a buzz and drink this, and you taste that and you're like, Come on, man. That's
a bad idea.
That's not right.
Yeah. That's not a good idea.
That's an outrage.
The Lord didn't make it this way.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly, Barbara.
Exactly.
So
you've broken all the laws of nature.
Okay. Well, with that being said, we are going to rate the Bojangles hard sweet tea a resounding one.
Because there is nothing lower on our
that's
scale.
Being generous.
Mike, we may have to invent a zero.
Yeah. We'll have to come up with a...
Or a less than zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have a summer of questionable decisions scale. That
okay.
sucks. That really sucks. That really, really sucks.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Get out of here. We're not friends anymore.
You're not gonna get on the boat with that.
Okay, let's go to B.
Dude, who'd you come with? B.
B.
Let's see.
And these are parallel tastings of different...
Well, you know...
I know what B1 is.
What the...
I know what B1 is.
B is for bad. It's really awfully... I like this.
This is what they took to the moon.
Wait a second. That was not right.
Oh, it was so right.
I've never had my voice used against me, you know, on an episode.
Does this have like aspartame?
I am confused by this.
I think you got the first syllable.
Wow. Okay.
Oh my.
Right?
I was like, this Sunny D is like, is not great, but then I tasted the hard.
Are you
seltzer.
Supposed to mix the hard seltzer with the Sunny D? Are
I'm
we
gonna.
Missing that aspect?
I think I'm gonna. You know what? The dude at the liquor store where I bought the seltzer said that's what you should do.
What's the difference between a Zima with an orange Jolly Rancher and this, other than the color?
Now, see, together they're not bad.
Actually, you mix them together.
Then that is not bad.
They're not bad.
Yeah, because you're taking away the chemicals of the...
Well, you're just adding the chemicals together at that point.
But the regular Sunny D is too is too sweet.
Let's play some science. Yeah. Here we go.
And the seltzer is gross. So
and we put some magnesium in here.
And I hate seltzers. I am not a seltzer drinker. My wife and son both are. And what sucks about it is my son will go in there and drink all my ginger ales. And then drink his ciders. And I'm like, dude, come on, man. Why do you do this to me?
Come on. Right.
Yeah.
Can I return this?
just use your finger. Put it in.
Did
you mix them together?
This B1 reminds me of Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah.
You know, the stuff that came back from the moon.
It's slightly less fake than Tang. Slightly.
I think Tang is, I think Tang would be way better than Sunny D.
I agree.
Right. But like the old school powdered Tang.
Yeah.
Like if you were to blend the spiked version into the real version, there's enough sugar that absolutely obliterates everything.
Yeah, right. So you get rid of the
that covers
some
it.
Of the grossness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you would have a nice sweet buzz.
But I think one or type
the
two.
The spiked version tastes like it has, you know, like aspartame, you know, sweetener on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It has that aftertaste of aspartame. It
makes your mouth all chalky.
Yeah.
And dries it out,
Makes me want some water.
Yeah.
Oh, we got water.
Makes me want some more Bojangles.
I think you should just get some regular Sunny D and a bottle of gin or something. And
vodka.
Vodka.
Everclear.
Vodka's
Everclear,
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Be effective. Be effective.
That's right.
Be aggressive. Yeah.
And Sunny D is very proud of the fact that it's only 4.5% ABV and 95 calories per can. They're very proud of that.
Well,
yeah, they didn't invite
that's
me
what
to
you
that
want to hang your hat
meeting.
On, I guess.
Oh.
They're trying to appeal to the lawnmowers.
Well, you notice they didn't say they're very proud of the flavor.
Yeah.
Well, and they're also proud to say that all the calories came from the vodka and the juice. And no added sugar.
Well, that's where you messed up.
So if you're on a diet, you might want to give this a
sure.
Well, they're not calling aspartame sugar, so good for them. That's good. That's good.
I think it sucks.
Wow. But again, who would want to. Is this like a lazy man's version of a like cocktail this. Waiting to happen or something?
Dude, just stop playing that.
Oh, Mike, I didn't know you liked this.
Who knew Mike was a seltzer guy?
Wow. Mike comes back from vacation and everything is great.
Check. This is Mike. This is the real Mike.
I think if they marketed them together and then you had to mix them together, then they would be okay. Like yeah, a kid's birthday.
I think it
party.
Goes from a 1 to a 2.
Yeah.
You know, at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
But still.
Still okay. Pretty stanky.
So the spiked version, I'm going to hold up my.
We're going to give the spiked version of Sunny D a 1.
We have a specific finger for that.
Yeah. But.
Mix them together in here,
I
too.
I think that if they had used real sugar, honestly, I think it would have made a world of difference.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I me. Know the calorie count wouldn't have gone up, but
who cares?
It so actually would have been palatable.
The enjoyability would have gone up.
It was just such an aspartame bomb. I just couldn't get through, you know, much of that. But it's been a while since I had Sunny D, so it was nice to come back around and remind myself why I'm not drinking that anymore.
It's all the calcium he's missing.
That's right. Brittle bones.
What's next here?
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's go to sea.
Mm.
Sonic Cherry Lime.
Let's go way out to sea.
I just drank one of those with my breakfast.
Sea is for childhood. That's where this takes me back. Sea is for childhood.
Take it back.
This is out of... This is how to torture a neighbor.
Nope, I'm done.
Ooh. What y'all drinking under the porch?
That's bad.
Nothing. You know, I'm missing that Sunny D.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
This is even worse.
This tastes like bubbly fart water.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, I'm saving that.
Can we go to a negative zero kind of category, please?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to look back at the choices here. This is the Sonic Cherry Limeade.
It just tastes like childhood disappointment.
Yeah.
Ugh. If you gave this to a little kid, they would be sad.
Oh, yeah, really.
And not even buzzed.
I'm going to try it again, but I don't like it.
Did you sell Kool-Aid when you were a kid on the street side?
No.
We did.
Did you?
So I think the key this difference here is that this is a seltzer. And so it's supposed to be bitter, and it is bitter and not good.
Because it's for divorcees.
Yeah.
Yes. It just tastes like, you know, when you have when you really love the drink that you're about to pour yourself at the make yourself a drink machine at like your restaurants, and you push it, and then you hear the air sound.
You're like,
and then you know it's just carbonated water.
Yeah.
With like a little coloring, and you're like, I'm gonna try it anyway. See, and then you're like, no, why did I do that? Why did I do that?
That's it.
This tastes like regret.
Yeah.
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 So, I'm looking at their
website. How did we get to Dixie?
And looking at their website. Okay, so it's safe to assume right now that we know that we're drinking the cherry limeade from Sonic and the cherry limeade seltzer, hard seltzer from Sonic.
One of them is great.
Sure. And one of them is not. Well, when you go to their website, they have more flavors than just this. Like,
gross.
There's lots of mixed variety packs.
So you're saying the bad idea is widely pervasive.
Yeah.
Widely.
Well, it's like if you don't like this one, you'll probably love this other one.
Right now they've got 4 flavors. I'm sure they're thinking of more as we
gross.
Speak.
Gross.
Yeah.
But they also have a cocktail section on their website.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is for all those, ladies at the pool house, at the country club. It's a seltzer. It's okay.
Just pour enough juice on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, is this for the uninitiated who don't know how to make a good cocktail that want to, like,
we're being fancy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dinner party.
So fancy. Pinky up.
That's right.
Right? Mm. Yeah. The one that scares me is this cherry limeade touchdown, which is... bourbon, lemon juice, pineapple syrup, this cherry limeade.
I want to know
these are for when you when you upgrade from a single wide to a double wide.
Yeah.
You want to impress.
I actually think this is perfect.
That makes sense now.
This, you want to impress your new neighbors.
Yeah.
This one's got a covered front porch on it.
This is a perfect.
This goes back to Mike's put in your fancy teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a perfect spritzer for a trailer park sangria.
Yeah. There you go. A trailer park strip club.
Is it bad that I've lived in one of these trailer parks before?
Yeah, me too. It ain't nothing.
It tastes just like the same living there.
Just take your house with you when you go.
That's right.
Well, I think the thing that's hitting me is that, you know, we've had so many hard seltzers where there is a version that does not have, you know, any alcohol in it. And I would say that, you know, of many things like that that have been moved into being a hard seltzer, this falls, you know, right in that category. I think it's definitely kept the same flavor profile. It just has the components that you would typically see in a hard seltzer. There's a lot more bitterness in this.
Yeah.
You know, it has carbonation in it. And, you know, other than that, it's really horrible.
There's like less.
I didn't taste any flavor at all. It just tasted like bubbles and disappointment.
I think he said it right. Bubbly fart water. I think that was probably the best way to say it.
That's very appropriate. Yeah.
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 I think that should be the title of the episode.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm trying to wrap around my head. Like, why do we do this?
I don't know. It's like
so bad.
Take all the good things out of childhood and put it in a little can.
I guess. Okay. Well, this cherry limeade hard seltzer from Sonic, again, with a one.
But now the regular cherry limeade, let's go. All day long.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's story time.
I had a topic worthy of discussion today. So I recently was on a trip overseas, and I was coming back to the United States, and I had a layover in Calgary. And so the plane that we were on had this entertainment system that allowed you to look at a lot of things. And part of it was, you know, they would show you things about the destination where the plane was going, which was into Calgary. And they had like restaurants, you know, to go to and bars. And then it had, you know, historical facts, you know, about Calgary. And then it had like things to do. And I'm like, wow, this is interesting. I have time to kill. So I started thumbing through this and, you know, was looking at the interesting, you know, restaurants. They had some of the, you know, bars that were there. And I was like, wow, I am not having any more Canadian beer than I absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to the things to do, and there was, you know, something on there about there's a bridge, you know, that goes in across the river in Calgary that they were so proud of. They have something called the Stampede, you know, and I was like, wow, okay, that's interesting. And then
I think that's their big rodeo.
Don't we have that here in Dixie?
Yeah. So I kept on scrolling down, and then it said head mash in Buffalo Jump. And I'm like, whoa, what? And I'm like, hang on a second. I'm like, I started to read this, and it was telling this whole story about this part of Calgary in southern Alberta where they have this festival. So I kept on reading about it. I'm like, no, this is just, I can't believe that they have something, you know, like this. So this festival is to celebrate a communal hunting technique of driving buffalo down a, you know, like a canyon, and then driving the herd where the herd, you know, the buffalo leap off this cliff and fall down and hopefully crush their head. And so they celebrate this communal, you know, hunting process every year. And I was just like, wait a second.
That's hunting?
I have some questions here on aisle 5.
Yeah.
For real, dude.
So I started looking it up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. You know, it's like, so I wanted to read just a little bit from the UNESCO webpage about this. So actually hear it straight from them without any, you know, editorial process for me. It is really called the Head Smashed In Buffalo Jump. In southwest Alberta, the remains of marked trails in an Aboriginal camp in a tumultuous tumulus where vast quantities of buffalo, American bison, skeletons can be still be found as evidence of the custom practiced by the Aboriginal people of North America plains for nearly 6,000 years.
Wow.
Wow. And you didn't think it was fun now.
Wow.
Using their excellent knowledge of the topography and of buffalo.